This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we talk some cycling today. And a man who's done many, many miles on a bicycle is Martin Cahorn. He is a huge fan of big volume, as you'll find out in today's podcast as well. So, I hope you are going to enjoy it. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. If you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes yet, if I could ask you to, if I could be so bold to do so, it would be massively, massively appreciated. And it only takes you a couple of seconds, and it really helps us grow the podcast big time. Before we get into my chat with Martin, just a quick reminder that this edition of The Kona Edge is brought to you by Audible.com. You can grab yourself a free 30-day trial, and I'll throw in the first audiobook on me, absolutely free. All you need to do is head over to this URL, okay? It is thekonaedge.com/book, B-O-O-K. And by doing that, helps support the podcast and helps us keep the lights on here at The Kona Edge. That's thekonaedge.com/book. Some amazing triathlon books, if you haven't checked them out, all available in audio format through audible.com. So that's thekonaedge.com/book if you'd like to support The Kona Edge. We chat some biking as we head back to British Columbia now to catch up with Martin Cahorn. Martin, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Martin, our last podcast, we ended with you saying we were talking about swimming and you said you much prefer the bike. I'm with you on that one. I also do prefer cycling to swimming. Would you say your bike is your strength, is your secret weapon?
I think it was my weapon for the first 5 years, for sure. And I'm trying to keep it that way, but I'm definitely improving my run. So now I'm debating what's best. So that's not a bad thing.
No, absolutely. Definitely not a bad thing. Tell me a little bit about your bike and sort of why it's been such a strength for you.
As I was growing up, I did lots of sports, of course. Hockey player until I was a young adult. And then I was a gym rat for many years as I was in construction. And, that's the only time I had, the only thing I had time to do. So I never skip leg day. Don't skip leg day. Rule number one. And, I used to have some pretty amazing power. Very, very strong. As a roofer, went up down the ladder with lots of weight on my shoulders all my life. So I think it made up for some good strength. And then I started cycling, and I've always been a really big guy. And now I'm starting to lose that muscle mass on the upper body. So it makes me way more efficient on the hills and cardiovascular. Overall, I'm just a more efficient athlete. But yeah, you know what? Volume. I bike 400 to 500 kilometers a week in season, constant base. That's very normal for me. I'm happy to do that always. Couple days a week, hill session, do some time trial up the hills. You know, that's Strava, get those KOMs. Good motivation. Just love the bike. It's peaceful, doesn't hurt. It's a good exercise.
You also mentioned in our first chat about in the off season getting a couple of really big sort of base training blocks that carry you through the season. Tell me a little bit more about that and the thinking behind why you do that.
Well, after the season, you're always a little tired. You need to get away from the sports, and you lose a lot of fitness by doing that. And it's important to not worry about that too much. But good mental is good, so you gotta rest that. And when it's time to get back at it, I just like to go and stress my legs really well and gain a lot of fitness and just do some crazy things, like 11-hour bike rides. Those happen once in a while in my year. A lot of bays. did just come out of those overloads so much fitter, and it just works for me. Some people can't do that because it's too much, but it seems like I can take it because I used to spend 60 hours of my week in the sun working on a roof hard. So I got a huge endurance base due to my work. And then I translate that into my cycling and my running, and the body will take it. It'll take it. So I do it because I enjoy it. And yeah, gives me a chance to visit some beautiful places in the world. And
I was about to say, it's obviously you head south, because Canada is not the greatest of places to do those long rides in the off season in the middle of winter.
It is tough around here. Actually, when I signed up for Texas, I did a lot of cycling on my trainer. Trainer is very efficient. Don't have to do as many hours to build up your fitness. It's much more focused and it's steady and it works really well, but it's so boring.
Absolutely. What's your favorite workout on the bike? What do you love doing?
I like the hills. I like to climb some 40-minute, 1-hour steep hills, big elevation, tempo threshold, go hard, suffer. Really enjoyed that. Gives me an idea where I'm at every time I do it. And how rested I am.
I also
enjoy this 180-kilometer bike ride as a weekly thing. You just go and go 4.5-5 hours and just listen to your music and just think about nothing but the race that's coming. It's meditation. I call that meditation.
I like that.
Visualization, you bike, you think about how successful you're going to be in the future, and that's, I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Martin, as far as looking at sort of gear and what you're currently using, what does your setup look like?
For my bike?
Yeah.
Right now I have a Felt IA10, DI2. I think I got a really good fit on it. I fit it myself with a camera and a level and got my angles dialed. It's been really, really fast. You know what's funny is we're halfway into the season and I'm still changing things because I really like to pay attention to details. It's a great bike. I might have to consider getting a lighter bike at one point. It's a little bit, the 2000, it's a 2015. It's a little bit heavy, but, it's definitely faster than what I had before. So I'm going to go with it this in Kona, and, hopefully it'll pay off on the downhills and on the rolling section.
I love it. Well, Martin, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time out.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.